It is 6:29 p.m. June the 28th, 2012. This is a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Canyatillo Independent School District. And Tony, could you please call roll?
Mrs. Casas?
She called and said she would not be in.
Mr. Corran?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
She called and said she could not be here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
She called and said she couldn't be here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here. Thank you, Tony.
Item 2A is consider approval of contract for wetlands upgrades at Bill Childress Elementary School in Snappies.
Board President Searles, members of the board, I want to first of all thank you for being here this evening and for taking the time to do that. I'd like to talk a little bit first about the scope of work. As you know, your wetlands suffered some damage due to the floods. They're currently filled with sludge and algae, and they have some improper plants that don't really contribute to the anaerobic process that we digest those kind of things. Also, the valves in the leach field need to be replaced. They're not evenly distributing throughout the field. And so those are some of the things that we hope to take on. And I'd like to discuss a little bit about the bidding process itself. Earlier this year, it was advertised as an RFP. You can see in your package that there's three different packages. There were two respondents, Aqua Systems and Martinez Brothers Contractors. And you can see line item by line item their comparison in the schedule of values. The one who submitted the lowest price, Martinez Brothers Contracting, the district directed our engineer, NSI, who's unable to be with us this evening because they're out of Albuquerque, to see what could be done to further amend the scope of work so it would be closer to our budget. Some of the things that they did were, for example, the liner has a lot of liability to it, and it's kind of a delicate thing. So that responsibility was shifted to a subcontractor. In addition, one of the valves in the leach field, they were kind of unfamiliar with that part. NSI has a lot of on-site technicians that can do that really quickly and knew how to do that. So they decided that while they were here on one of their construction inspections, that they have to roll that in. And lastly, they had some pumping in our facilities department that owns one of those pumps, so we'll be helping out with that. And with that, in addition, there were some clarifications on the plans and the scope of work. And with the answering of some questions, the contractor felt a lot more comfortable. And the price that you see at the top, they reduced their price to $96,000. In addition to the value engineering, I asked for and several references. Martinez Brothers Contracting has been working with the City of El Paso for the last 5 to 10 years. They are currently doing drainage projects with them. They have a very consistent relationship, and they continue to hire them, and I take that as a good sign. They will be having two subcontractors, the one that will be doing the liner, and the other one, which is the OSFF, which is an on-site septic facilities installer. And it's the person who specifically has that license that they'll be hiring to do that together with a licensed farm. On the second page of the first Martinez Brothers Contractors proposal that has the $96,000, you can see the schedule. Their schedule begins on January 25th, of course, which, I mean, basically the schedule would shift 1 week. The following Monday is, and would be completed the week after the June 25th, exactly.
Not January, right?
June. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Originally, they were going to start this Monday in their, theoretical schedule, and so we basically want to shift it over 1 week. I asked the engineer, sometimes when you create schedules or, it's like, how tight is it or how realistic is it? And they said that in reality, the work could be done in 4 weeks, and they felt comfortable with a six-week timeline. The two critical components to that were that the valves be ordered and brought in on time. That was their long lead time items. And that the liner installer, who's from out of town, could be scheduled and would be able to fly into El Paso to do that. And he confirmed that both of those were feasible. In addition, I asked him, worst case scenario, what we could plan for. And he said, let's just say that they reach 90% completion and school is about to begin. Actually, school could begin and we could start to incur flow into the system, that they would have a bypass valve and that we could actually start to pump, you know, we could pump out. So we would use that as a contingency plan. I bring this to you because with a 6-week timeline, I realized one afternoon that if we didn't do this almost immediately, that this would basically be pushed off until next summer. And which you may still well decide to do, but I just wanted to give you all the opportunity that should you decide to do that now, now is the time. What kind of implications does this have for the following 6 weeks? It really has. It means that BC would have to be completely closed. In other words, no air conditioning. Also, we're drying out the system, so no water of any kind. And I know that that may mean that their custodians may have to go elsewhere. Another school is currently hosting them. They would continue to work out of that campus. And they would not be able to return until very close to the time before school starts. And I know that that's one of their concerns. And we would fully staff them with custodians and help them get up to speed as soon as that campus was available. For the Support Services Center, which by all means I'm comfortable with any kind of circumstances, I'm flexible, but you should know that the staff there, your bus drivers and anything, we will be working out of porta potties and then for 6 weeks. And that may be a, fortunately, most of our staff is in and out. Bus drivers and maintenance workers are at campuses or custodial there at campuses. But we do have some support staff and people do go there for lunch. And we do have some people that are there full time at the facility. And that would mean that we would provide bottled water for them or water dispensers and basically six portables and six ADA compliant portables. And I know that that may be a source of concern.
Manager?
Yes, ma'am.
You said that they would relocate the custodians
uh-huh.
to another campus. They could help another campus clean up and finish
yes.
earlier, and then when they need it, in turn, bring those custodians along.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But on the support service, mm-hmm. okay, bottled water, porta potties, not the heat, working in the heat, the clerks or the secretaries or the ones that have to sit there.
We will have power, but yes, it's not going to be optimal.
Because it gets pretty uncomfortable,
yeah.
I can tell you that for a fact.
Yes, Mr. Coronado.
Ms. Matthews, maybe Annette or anybody here can tell us if are all the facilities over at support services with EVACs?
No, I think most of it's refrigerated. Mr. Coronado.
Yeah, then that's not an issue.
So that wouldn't be an issue as far as cooling.
That, for example, when I worked at the hospital, if a certain area was down, we could put temporary cooling or heating provisions until that area became up and running. So we could look at putting some temporary standalone.
I know when I was at Bill Childress, I used to go over to support services because they were cooler than us. That's the only reason why I know. They'll be cool.
Yeah, and I had a concern about that because last year my office was without air conditioning for a month, and it was miserable. It was very boring.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing that I could interject here is that since we have gone to Teams, it is a district-wide system.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So a lot of the things that the work could be done wherever they need to house.
Yeah.
So we can house them also here. So yeah, I can make arrangements.
They have refrigerated air.
But the refrigerated air, yes, it's...
Ms. Matthews, I have some problems with what I'm looking at with the project budget summary.
Yes.
And we're already talking blue pages. This one.
First page, yeah. Memorandum?
Yes, exactly. We're already talking portable restrooms, water. Those are all cost associated. Right. And what I'm looking at here gives us zero. For that. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
So that's not a true cost. You know, what we're looking, the bid cannot be a true bid because it may be a true bid, but it's going to be more cost us, correct? It will cost us more than this
amount. That's correct. Every time I submitted it, since that time, I have the quotes for the portables and the water, and it'll be less than $2,500 for that.
And I see no contingency fee.
That's correct.
Which I find to be very short-sighted.
Well, this is not for the award to the contractor. The award to the contractor would be strictly for the $96,000. I merely wanted to show.
But what about the cost? We've got an overrun. I mean, there needs to be a contingency fee in there.
Yeah, I agree. What I was trying to show was that the budgeted amount is $100,000. And so the budgeted amount is $100,000. But I just wanted to show when I submitted this that there are all these items that we need to account for. And just for us to be aware of that. In other words,
I have one more question right now, sorry. I also am looking at the proposals that were prepared, and I see that one calls for 3,500 square feet a liner, the other calls for 5,800 square feet a liner. That's a huge difference. How do we account for that? What's the big difference in the two? On these,
between the
bid proposal schedule, and it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up from the bottom. That's a lot of difference.
Yeah, that's correct. And so that's
Save the Valley. Yeah, that's a lot of difference.
Yeah, I agree. So one of the reasons for that, did you want to stop? Yeah.
I don't. Mr. Flores, who are you representing? One of the companies?
Martinez Brothers Contracting.
Oh, is that?
I don't think that we can do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think you're going to have to answer for it. So, yeah. Okay.
When the first specs came out, they did their takeoffs from the specs that we provided for them, and they also, I brought up the same question when the bids came in, why there's a discrepancy.
Yeah, it's
huge. I called Mr. Pete Munoz, who is the architect or engineer on this job, and I told him, I said, why is there such a discrepancy? He said, well, it's the way they read the plans, the way they do their takeoffs. So we went ahead and clarified that, and that's why we entered into negotiations with the low bidder. We made sure that he had the right specs clarified those quantities and the pricing and everything else. So that was part of the give and take for a couple of weeks there after we opened the bids for the negotiations. I was very concerned about that too, because there were some other discrepancies also on the ground, the excavation and all that both came up with different quantities.
I agree, but this one to me was just the biggest. I mean, that's 2,000 square feet of difference. That's enormous.
We went back to Mr. Pete Munoz and clarified that to make sure that we were getting what we were asking for. He said, yes, that's correct.
So then theoretically, this other company could drop their bid down 2,000 square feet because And in so doing, their price would go down, too.
Yeah, we looked at it, and it's still way, it wouldn't bring it down enough to bring them in line.
Thank you.
They were both provided the same plans and specs, the same information, and then from each took their tape-offs and calculations, so.
My question, just that you had mentioned earlier that the liner is one of the most critical parts, and that's mm-hmm. part of the issue that actually goes to, is it the commission? Is that what?
TNRCC.
And that's what we're trying to clarify. I had called Coach Matthews just to see if we could get a comparison on how we did the paint as well, so we have an exact comparison. And then she had told me about the negotiations. My thing, I wish we could have seen just an exact, I'm trying to compare it, because there's some discrepancies in some. And so,
if it looks on the excavation and the groundwork, there's also a big difference on there. It just depends on how they look at the plans and they figure out how many square yards, cubic yards, and everything that will fill and everything.
And I guess that's my question. Why would we just go back with one? Wouldn't we go back with both to re-clarify the scope of work if that's what we did?
We could. It's a time factor.
I guess I had issues since the beginning when Mr. Armendariz had wanted us to do this and go with first go with the wetlands, and then when you look at to hire NSI, you look at the amount that they charge us for the design, and then you look at the amount of work that's being done, it just comes to question. And then the other issue is the stuff that we have to follow, so that way we don't, you know, the big issue that Mr. Armendariz said, we have to do it this way, and we have to, you know, pull out the plans and have them design it and go with what they have, because that they're the experts in that.
Sorry.
And so, I mean, we've lowballed pretty much every project when it comes to bond funds, and you look at this, when it comes to value engineering,
yeah.
It's just a major concern. And not just that, but, you know,
we do have the other option for going back out for bids, but...
Well, I see something else, too, that concerns me. Under the value engineering, the valve replacement responsibility was shifted as well. So that means the cost of that was shifted as well, which we don't have apples to apples, correct? And with that going to someone else... I'm sure they didn't just belly up and say, hey, we'll just pay some of it. We're going to have to pay for it, correct?
Sure, either way.
Okay.
Do we take out them five and six out completely from the project?
Is that the
yes,
plan?
Yes, that's correct. What happens with, for example, if you were to do a hard bid, you could not enter into negotiations. It would be each person give a price, and then you would take the lowest bid. This was done through an RFP, which means that it was originally apples to apples, the same plans, the same everything, until we were directed to begin to negotiate with one. And at that point, you're going to see differences between...
I'm just asking, why would we take away five and six, one the distribution valve replacement, and then the other thing is a plant?
The planting of some of those plants. Because since NSI is dedicated to do this kind of work, they travel throughout the country, they do this valve every day, they do these plantings every day, they're familiar with it, they're comfortable with it, they're not afraid they're going to buy the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and they're already in their contract going to be out here to do construction administration. So they just throw the valve in their suitcase and they can do it while they're there supervising the work.
I'm just saying, why are we taking out the plants from...
We're still going to do the plants, but NSI is going to be the ones that do that.
Yes.
They're going to do the valve replacement and the plant.
Under their amount?
Yeah, under their amount.
Or they're going to charge us any?
I think it was, they included, it was like, they shifted $1,000, I believe, to their, during their construction administration.
And I also see that we are going to have our in-house maintenance staff also working on the project.
Exactly. the challenge is that we had $100,000. And so, for example...
I understand.
So, for example, returning to the question of the project summary, I bring this to light because in a project budget, you would say $100,000, 5% or 10% of that is contingency. It's so much for these end user or owner items like the portables, so much for design, and we have this much left for construction. With a $100,000 budget, I can't put in a number for contingency. It's almost backward, you know.
I understand, but we just crossed the horrible path, as we all know, that when Mr. Armendariz estimated what we were going to spend on many things, it wasn't a good estimate. In fact, they were terrible estimates. So I don't know that I feel secure in saying that $100,000 is what this should even be at this point. Look what's happened to our HVAC. I mean, it is so huge. It's 27 times what was estimated by Mr. Armendariz. That makes a huge red flag to me go up to say that this may be cheap, but all the costs aren't there. And I don't feel comfortable with it. That there's going to be more than this. Somehow we're going to exceed that $100,000 no matter what we do. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that in all projects, it's best practices to go with the contingency.
And that's no reflection on you. It isn't. He underestimated our projects, and I think this is one of them. I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but I do. I have a problem even using that $100,000, and then we cut out all these steps. And is that the right course to take? I don't.
Did they redesign it?
No, they just clarified what the scope of work was going to be. But when they got the first scope of work, there were some differences in the plans, the way they were written.
They didn't add
people
anything.
Looked at them different. And
they didn't add. No, I'm saying, did they add anything to the design? Because it was just to do the scope of work.
I don't think there was a lot of changes. I think it was more the way they interpreted.
I'm just saying, from what initially was supposed to happen was to have an engineer do it so that way they could be held liable for this. Did they, when designing it, did they add any new type of design that wasn't from the original? Because from my understanding, we were going to be way under budget when it came to the bids that we were going to receive.
Yeah, when we first got the numbers in, we were astonished at how much under budget it was.
No, that we were going to be, I mean, the bids were going to come way under budget.
No, when we first saw them, we were
no, but that was my understanding when we had
somebody
communicate to us that we would be in, even getting the NCI to design it and everything, we would still be under.
I don't know where that information was sent to you from. It didn't come from Lyle.
What are we risking by not going forward at this point?
The regions of the oxygen in the water, they continue to be compliant. It's not operating at its maximum. Doing this project would prolong the life of the plant. We continue to be in compliance, and some of these concerns that are raised from like overflow, should those occur, because the area is fenced in, even though it's unpleasant, it is legal. So we would just need to continue to maintain a licensed operator to continue maintaining the system.
Which we have a licensed operator? Mr. Gatlin?
We do. I think there's some issues right now with some testing.
I know we used to.
Yeah, Pablo.
Okay, Pablo. Okay, thank you.
No, actually, we do have a licensed operator, but his license expired in January.
Oh. So will he be?
So he's taking the test on Friday.
Okay, good. Well, then that will be resolved.
Yeah.
Are we at risk of getting any kind of anything from TNRCC if we rebid this, if we re-estimated it and rebid it?
No, we can not put in compliance.
Okay.
But we're in a time crunch, that's what.
If we don't do this, your decision's your decision, so I don't want you to fail, but no. If we don't do this now, we will not do it until next, probably June 10th of next year. Because we do know it's anywhere from a 4 to 6 week project. So the only time we have 4 to 6 weeks off is during the summer. So if we don't do it now, we will try to keep everything up. And it's right now, everything is within limits. It's not that at all. But what the thing is that it would not be done. The earliest it could be done is, I think, school gets out June 3rd next year. So we could set it up for right then.
This is a lot of money. We talked about this. I don't know that there's anybody in this room, possibly Ms. Aguirre. Last year, I know I wasn't the only one at the meetings. The board discussed this over and over and over again. We spent hours on this trying to get it right. I'm looking at it now, and I don't think it's right still. I don't feel comfortable that the $100,000 that was originally estimated by Mr. Armendariz is going to be enough.
Oh.
Exactly.
No, it's not going to be enough.
Yeah, and that makes the playing ground not a level playing ground.
So, if I may.
Please.
So what you're looking at, Ms. Matthews, is that it's at now, it's more like $137,000 right now.
Well, it's the 96 plus the $200 contingency. That's a true project budget.
So we're looking at like 150.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. That's.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 150 is what? So we're looking at a 50% increase.
The amount that we have for budgeted, that amount. Does that include the NSI design? Was that a different budget?
No, basically I'm taking the spreadsheet of the bond items and looking at the amount that was budgeted and then trying to retrofit the project costs into that number. So I'm saying it's more than $100,000, yes.
Ms. Aguirre? Could I ask you a question? There's $43,220 paid to NSI. Was that, I think what Mr. Rodriguez is trying to decide, was that part of the original estimate? Yes?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so that is how underestimated we really are looking at this project.
Yes.
Yeah, that was to draw up the plan,
yeah,
and do the initial work.
And what's your all's recommendation? Do we need to go forward ASAP, or do you all want to go back and see what to do it right, how much it would cost, or what? Because, I mean, I'd rather do it right the first time.
Yeah. It doesn't.
I really agree. I really just want to say that I just wanted to show you that. That you still had an opportunity with the work that has been put into it to get it approved and to do it before the year began, if you so chose to do. Of course, I have no personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you did it next summer, my life would be more relaxing. But I think it's a reputable contractor who's done work with the city. There were some things that happened in the bid process that can be resolved, but it's really your preference. I just wanted to let you know that if you wanted to comply with that schedule, you have the opportunity to do so, and to take into consideration that it's more than the $100,000, and that also keep in mind that construction costs escalate at least 3% a year.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is, you know, the cost. and the time issue. I mean, not the cost, but, you know, should we do it right? What is it that we need to add? And I'm not the professional on that. And I wish we had NCI, which we pay for.
NSI. NASA,
or whatever.
NCI.
It's not a crime scene yet. Could be.
To actually ask the questions, you know, what is it that we can take out? What is that that we can't? So that way we could hold them accountable if the TNRCC comes back and says, you know what, you needed to do this, or you didn't have to do this.
That's what we've done with them over the last 2 weeks. We've met with them and we've clarified what, you know, has to be done, what can we make changes to make this more affordable to the district. That's what he's done in the last couple of weeks.
Have you met with NCI, NSI?
Yeah, I've talked to NSI several times over the phone, and I mean, it's important to note that a lot of the change in the cost, the original shift down, was just a clarification of the plans that were put out. And also to note that nothing was value engineered completely out of the project. It was just done by somebody who was more familiar and could do it at a cheaper price. But I'm sure that it's still a complete project. They were just absorbed differently. And keep in mind that if you do rebid it, next time with some of these without the value engineering, as a complete package, it would include the pumping, it would include the planting, it would include the things. So most likely, it will be a lot more than $100,000.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, both of the original responses we have included those.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And once again, that's something that made me realize our $100,000, bad job.
Yes, it was definitely a bad estimate, there's no doubt about it.
Bad job. And so I see the valve replacement in both of the originals.
Exactly.
I see the planting, the replanting in both of the originals. So yes, of course we'd expect more. But as it's set out now, we're still paying for it. It's not like we don't have to have the valve, we don't have to have the replanting. We still have to have those, and we will still pay for them, even if they're not in the company's bid who gives it to us. So I don't see that as a value engineer. It's not like we saved any money. It's just we transferred ownership of the money.
Yes, we did save money.
But you know what I'm saying. You still need the product.
We still paid something for it.
Yeah, we still need the product. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, I think, personally, I think we ought to go ahead and decide what we're going to do. One, even though we may be compliant, it could be a safety issue out there, you know? What if something happens during the year, 12 months? If somebody breaks in?
Honestly, that's my concern too, that it may be working fine now, but 6 months from now, we're going to be pumping.
While we're in the middle of school in the winter or whatever, something happens.
And I know that during cabinet, those were the concerns and the discussion we had, realizing that, you know, we're cutting it close on time to get it going, the timing issue and having to wait. And we did, you know, ask of Ms. Matthews as to, you know, what do you think, you know, compliance part of it. And, you know, she stated the same thing she just stated right now.
I frankly don't want to take that risk, because if that happens, then we're looking at closing down, and we're not looking at a $100,000 problem now. We're looking at a huge issue.
I understand that side of the coin too, Mr. Coronado. Yes,
with something like this, with something like this,
it's very tough. And I think
what's really sad is all of our estimates seem to be running this path.
And what we're trying to do is, and I know what Ms. Matthews.
It's not going to get any cheaper.
Give you the information that we have at hand and give you the information with not just a wild guess, but to give you the true information that we have at hand. And we understand the dilemma, but this is a problem we have to face together, absolutely. And I think I understand what Mr. Coronado is saying, is that we could get going and it could be just fine, until all of a sudden we have another one of those major freezes that comes again.
Or big rain in August.
And everything goes wacky because we have no control over that. And then if the PNRC comes in, we will be paying fines. Uh-huh. You know, we could. So we absolutely understand, and all we're trying to do is if it was an easy fix, we all would have fixed it. It would have been a real easy, we'd say, okay, yes, 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 and it's done, because that's what it was.
Yes, I understand.
I feel your angst.
It is. It's a discomfort. Let me ask you, is the bid from Aqua Systems complete and correct?
Based on the information that both contractors had at that time, yes.
Do we see any other costs that might be associated? I don't know, Madam Chair, if I might.
Yes, please.
Any other costs that might be increased?
There's always the potential for unforeseen conditions, or I mean, if I knew what they were, I'd plan to include them.
As I'm looking at this, and I guess I just didn't put two and two together, we're already over $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. You're right. Oh, mm-hmm. No, we agree with your assertions.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Over 50%.
But yeah. It's not going to get any cheaper, and it's not going to get any better in terms of the time to do this, guys. The delay of a year isn't going to help us any.
I understand.
So I think we just need to decide and move forward, because I frankly do not want to take risk with respect to a problem happening weather-wise and having the system shut down, and then we're really in a crunch. What are we going to do then? What's our alternative?
Not a good one.
Well,
what is the chance of getting Aqua Systems? Is it wrong, illegal, rotten, bad, anything to have them rebid?
Well,
or not rebid,
If we cease negotiations, because they were the low, so we entered into negotiations with Martinez. They were the low bidder, so uh-huh. We entered into negotiations. And then if we don't come to agreement on the price, then we cease negotiations with them, enter negotiations with the second low.
And suppose...
chances are, I mean, they're so much higher. We could do that. It's all going to take time.
And, well, yeah, there's the key, isn't it?
Or we could just rebid it, like it's going to take time, and won't happen this year if we go out and bid again.
I think we need to decide now. What was the initial?
I'm looking at their bid compared to Martinez, just the first erosion control and grading. They were $10,000 higher. The rock placement, $20,000, $17,000 higher on fill and compaction. And looking at $6,000 higher on the cut. The fence is pretty close. So it's just the way they quoted it, the way they looked at it, and they thought their costs were going to be on. And this probably is a pretty technical bid, because we only got two responses. I had a lot of people looking at it and seeing what people look at. We had over 16 people looking
at it.
Wow. So apparently they got into the plan and decided it's not something.
Dirty business.
Literally. I guess you can call it.
Yes. Yes.
I feel none of it makes me happy or feel comfortable. I feel like number two people didn't get as much of a chance. And I feel like everybody lost out with us being underestimated. Board, what do you want to do?
Madam Chair, I think we need to, my position is that I think we need to decide, we need to do the project
now. So, and we can't rebid, so it's up to us to determine.
Well, we can't rebid, but not enough
but
time to do
that. Could you negotiate with the others as well? Is there time?
We would have to cease negotiations with Martinez.
But would that mean their cost would be?
That would be up to them. If we decide to cease negotiation with them and go and the other company comes back still higher, then they may not want to do it again for the price. When we go back to them, they may say, no, you've ceased negotiations.
And so we want to raise our price, which, see, well, I'm worried
we
that...
We can say we don't even want to do the job.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
it's very touching.
I move that this time we approve the contract for wetlands upgrades at Bill Chilwis Elementary School and direct our administration to enter into negotiations with Martinez Brothers.
We've already entered into negotiations, so now we're going
to finalize the contract then, so we'll come back to the board.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to enter into contract
and bring back to the board for approval,
which would come back
we'd have to get with the attorney. Have you talked to the attorney about how long it would take to get the contract approved?
We're meeting tomorrow at, if you on your decision, we're meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. so that they would get their contract would be ready on Monday morning, and we'd have approved on Monday afternoon.
The other thing, I just want to make sure that if any other costs that we need to incur to make sure that we do it right, that we actually do it right.
I feel that everything is included at this point, but if something comes up, you would normally take a contingency fund.
But there's no contingency fund. That's the problem.
There is a contingency fund.
It's
just not in the budget, but there is. We need to do whatever it takes.
Exactly.
So when you come back to us, will you come back after meeting with the attorney? Will you come back then with a price that looks?
Well, we'll probably have to award it tonight to Martinez for the amount that they have on the final offer.
Yes, they would award the contract for the $96,000 for the specific amount of calendar days to end before school starts, and it would be, you know, set amount of liquidated damages, calendar days, fixed price construction agreement.
We don't have on here a cost from NSI on what they're going to charge for the valve replacement or the replanting. We have both of these other companies.
They're doing it for free, right?
No.
They're not?
We should ship it in from the contractor.
Yeah.
This is. But I thought it was included in their price then.
No.
It was part of the value engineering. They're
doing a value engineering, but shifting it to.
Back to us.
Then might as well include it.
It says.
I thought it was under the 43,000.
No.
Yes, it's supposed to be under the 43,000.
Well, what I'm reading is. The value engineering consisted of simplifying the erosion control measures, A, B, shifting replanting and valve replacement responsibilities to NSI, and then shifting other responsibilities to our in-house maintenance. When I look at NSI's summary of work, nowhere in here is the valve or the plants for their. That's probably task number 9 under theirs to be determined. So we don't know what the valve, which sounds like it's the main component, is going to cost.
He sent a cost for it.
Okay.
Yeah, he sent a cost for it.
So it's an added cost to the 43,000?
Yeah. Yes.
I believe so, but. In other words, the comparison between the cost of NSI and the cost of including it under the general contractor, there was cost savings to be added there.
Are you looking for Save the Valley, ma'am?
Do you need Save the Valley?
Do we have that cost? I mean, That way we could determine of increasing the amount.
But we're not going to increase it under the contract.
Yeah, that would be actually in SI's contract. We would be increasing the amount.
Not this contract.
But
what's who's better to do it and what price?
What he's saying is Martinez Brothers originally gave us a price for the valve and the plants.
Correct.
And now we have no price for the valve and the plants if we accept this issue that you've given us tonight. We're just blindly going into the valve and the plants.
No, if I remember correctly, I believe that the email was about $1,000 that they had added, but I would have to go back and look at it.
To the 43?
Yes,
for the plant. Well, the other people, everybody else wants like almost $3,000 for the valve alone.
Madam Chair,
you know, regardless of whether we do that, we can still get, why don't we direct Ms. Matthews to clear those issues up? But we don't have to decide that tonight. We can always add it on to the contract of either Martinez Brothers, or we can add it to NSI.
Where
I understand that, but you want to do it now?
No, I'm just saying, what is the difference? Because where do we have to add it? I'd rather go with the...
I know, but we don't have to decide that now. We need to let Ms. Matthews bring that issue. Who's going to do it and what's the best?
Then the other question...
Those issues. The other issue is, let's just award the contract on the other stuff. We don't have the answers on that right now. I really don't think we need to discuss that. I think the next meeting, Ms. Matthews should... bring us that information as to who's going to do it and what it's going to cost.
The more questions come to mind as, okay, if they're going to be doing the proposal part of it on 5 and 6, then why didn't they submit, or are they capable of doing the whole thing? I mean, I just don't get the whole thing that we were told from Mr. Armendariz, and now...
I understand, but that's not going to change things on the contract.
Well, there's a motion and a second on the floor. Does anybody want to discuss it anymore? Are you ready to take
I'm fine.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Tony?
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
No.
Okay.
Ms. Matthews, with that, would you please bring back the additional cost to us from NSI, what they're going to charge for the pump, the plants, the contingency fee that we're going to have in place?
Honestly, at this point, I would recommend that we have the engineer assemble this full package and then it just go out for another RFP. I think it's the cleanest process.
It's kind of hard to do that, so it's going to be after the fact.
Yeah.
We've already paid them $43,000.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a quorum of the board, or does it have to be? Said you'll say the quorum.
I'm sorry. Point of what I was asking for is
the motion passes.
It's a quorum of the board. It's
you have a quorum of the board.
We have a quorum.
And the motion passed 3-1.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
I thought it was.
Okay, it was my error.
No, the motion is passed.
Oh, okay.
The motion passed.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry, Mr.
What we want you to do is come back to us on the issue of the valve and the plants.
The revised cost of whatever in the size.
The toilets, the valve, the plants, the water.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Wells. Yes.
Yes, I have a proposal for the toilets and for the water.
Okay, but
right, sure.
Our content, you know, all the components.
Okay.
So that we really know what we're looking at.
Sure.
And that when we make the decision and we go forward, we feel like we've done it, you know, we're comfortable with
correct.
It.
I have a question for the board, please.
Yes,
when you're talking about the contingency, Ms. Searles, and like I heard Mr. Coronado say, you know, okay, what contingency? So do we take a portion of the overall project costs and then look and see if we're going to find that contingency within the budget? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Just verify.
Thank you for verifying and for hopefully things will get better with these estimates.
I agree. I think, but I don't, Jennifer's been, we've been looking at that, and I think what we need to do is almost as a, I don't know, maybe as a facilities committee, is we're going to have to sit at least for the next group until we feel much more comfortable with the estimates, or then turn around and say, okay, wait a minute, we need to get, like you said, with what we're looking at, the scope of work and all that, and I think you've already made one of those decisions by going forward as far as, you know, with the projects and what we've already did at the last board meeting. So I do think this is like a remnant that is a very costly.
Very costly remnant.
Absolutely.
And I do want to apologize to the board. Normally I bring this stuff to you in a little more timely manner, but
yeah.
I got the plans for this in April. Put it together in May and open the bid, so I think Mr. Armendariz, from what I understand, had the plans since December. Specifications. So I'm not pointing any blame, I'm just saying the facts and the situation.
I think all we're trying, everyone here that's sitting here, is we're just trying to make the best of a very bad situation, and we're trying to limit the risk to the district. And if we did have a crystal ball, which we don't, none of us do, then we could say we could wait until June.
Yeah.
But I think as policymakers, you need to be proactive, and we don't want to be in a reactive situation, especially when we're dealing with TRNCC and fines and anything like that. And that would be a, you know, it's a...
I understand, and I don't mean to be the stick in the mud, no pun intended, but I just, you know, when it comes to money, this isn't, it's not my money, it's all of our money, and it concerns me when we don't see what we're, you know, what the whole thing looks like. All we're seeing is a little snapshot. So I guess with that, meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming.
And it just keeps happening. This is wrong.